replay to see if it's on that module. So we'll confirm that. All right, we can start with some just opening comments on coming away at least with a point.
Well, first, as I said before the game, it was important to play the game, and I have to be honest, I don't think we played very well. Too many of the players didn't want to accept the responsibility to keep the ball and to do what was right, and even though at times we played in spurts, it was not good enough on the day. But at the end, we pulled off the tie, and I'd just like to thank Ecuador for giving us the game. It was important to us.
Questions?
Stephen, in the build-up to the game, you kind of mentioned the need for Canada to improve its kind of build-up play to be more decisive in the third. Did you see any improvement in that regard today?
Well, I thought we created some good chances in the first half. But it's the same old story. You don't take your chances. No team dominates for 90 minutes. In your period of domination, you have to take your chances. And even when the score was 2-1, we had two very good chances and we failed to take them. But, you know, we no excuse. We had 1.5 practices and we have 4 more days to work on things and work on our relationships, and hopefully we'll get it right.
Can you explain what happened in that 2-minute span in the second half?
Well, you know, I don't want to call any players' names. They had specific instructions to plug the hole. The guy served warning with the first shot. He just waltzed in and shot. It's easier to kick from 25 yards than to kick from, you know, the 18. And the second time, what a goal. Right. But we allowed him to come in. There was no pressure on the ball, and clearly that was part of their tactic to bring the number 8 late and then for him to shoot from distance. It worked for them.
Your comments on the tying goal. Did you practice this on the practice field?
No. To be honest, all we tell the players is to look for opportunities when you have free kicks, to take a quick free kick and take advantage of this organization. It is our right to take a quick free kick, and we did.
They must have like the Manchester United game. They scored something like this during the Premiership season.
Well,
single.
I didn't see the game, but if you say so, I'll take it.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Any last questions? Stephen, the combination of Jackson and Simpson and Dero up front seemed to cause Ecuador a lot of problems, especially going up the middle. Is that something that you wanted to continue exploring throughout the game, or did you find you had to make adjustments as the game went up?
Well, I mean, we caused some problems, but we were a bit narrow. I thought we made it feel a bit narrow and we were trying to force the play a little bit. I thought, you know, when we were 1-0 up, I tried to get a message onto the field to keep the ball better. And we actually kept the ball better when we went a goal down. And I think a lot of that had to do with Dwayne coming out to the left side. It gave us a bit more width on both sides of the field, and with Simeon operating in the hole, sort of bringing the midfield into the game a little better. But as I said, those things need to be worked on.
Did you find that the field wasn't exploited enough in the first half?
Well, I thought in the first half we created some really good chances, especially with the penetration, dribbling-wise. Josh Simpson and some of the passes in from Atiba were very, very nice. You know, if you score in those periods, you put the other team under a lot of pressure. You know, but we didn't score. Right? But some of it I like. Yeah, I do. And we'll keep, you know, working on it.
Stephen, you have a week before the tournament starts. You had a glimpse tonight. What are your expectations for the tournament?
Well, there's work to be done. You know, as I said, there's some players I would have liked to put on tonight, but they just flew in Monday night from across the pond, and I didn't want to risk injury. The game was a bit costly. I think I've lost Dayan, and you know, I'll have to wait for the medical team if they could work some miracles. But now I'm a centre back short. Eh? So, you know, as I said, there's a lot of things to iron out, and we got about 4 good days of work in to get it right.
So, your expectations of your team heading into the tournament, what would be acceptable?
Yeah, I mean, I told them in the dressing room like it is. You know, they have they have to accept the responsibility to protect the ball and play the game. And there were too many players today didn't want to accept the responsibility. I don't know if it was nerves or just a lack of playing cohesion. I'll have to look at the tapes again. But the players that you want to take the ball and make things happen have to accept that responsibility.
What were you told about there?
Well, I haven't really talked to the medical team. I spoke to him and he says it doesn't feel good, but it never feels good right away. Eh?
Is it his ankle? Is it, what is it?
It's hamstring.
Stephen, congratulations for the results. How important is it for Canada to play against these teams like Ecuador?
You know what? I think the Canada plays better against European teams. There's more predictability in how they play, how they shape themselves. Teams from South America, there's a sort of flexibility in which they play. There's a lot of interchange of positions and movement, and it causes us trouble. I think it was very healthy for us to play this team.
Yes, okay.
You talked about, you know, for stretches you were pleased with how the boys played. How do you transfer that to a complete 90-minute performance?
Well, I think when I say I was pleased at how they played, some of the attacking instances that you saw and some of the movement was very good. I think to make it a little more cohesive, we have to have balance. And when we went into those attacking phases and we lost the ball, we kind of looked like we lost our shape a bit, and we'll have to do better. We have to maintain a balance even when you attack. Eh? And that's a matter of positioning and playing to your task. You have a job to do, you have a task to do, you have to do that.
We'll do one more question to allow people to get to the next zone. One more question.
Nope. So Ecuador press conference will be next, but of course Canada will be starting the next zone as soon as the players come in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.